Real stories, reliable information, the latest technology and news. Welcome to the Plastic Surgery Hub podcast, connecting people with practitioners.
Hello again, listeners. It's Trish Hammond here from Transforming Bodies, and I'm here again today with Dr. Gina from Ocean Cosmetics in Perth, and we're at the Australian Society of Cosmetic Dermatologists Conference in Sydney. So she's flown all the way over from Perth. And we're just going to have a bit of a chat about, like, because I see Dr. Gina at all the conferences and I'm like, how much can you learn? So we're going to have a chat about why it's really important for practitioners to go to these conferences, what you get out of them. When you go to see someone, you want to go to someone who's continuously committed to learning all the time. So that's what we're going to have a talk about. So welcome.
Thank you, Trish. Good to see you again.
Lovely. Good to see you too. This is becoming very regular.
I think so.
So yeah. Tell me, I was just saying to you, like, I see you at all these conferences. Like, how much can one person learn? Like, and I know that there's a lot because I come to a few myself anyway, but why do you come all the time? Because obviously you've been practicing for a lot of years.
Yeah, and I was here actually last week lecturing and doing, you know, a talk for in another conference. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, teaching and learning is one continuum. Mm-hmm. And there is no enough learning. You know, you can't say, you can't put a cap. You always learn new things, consensus. Like the talk this morning was about fillers complications, the general consensus of how to minimize the complications, how to treat them, and it's all about patient safety at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess this is an opportunity for you to have a look at what the latest technologies are about as well, isn't it?
Absolutely. There's always new technologies around, and it's quite good to know what is around and maybe, you know, upgrade whatever you have or add on to your collection. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yes. Sometimes people call them toys, and they're nothing could be further from the truth. They're not toys. But it is important to stay up to date with the latest stuff and just keep moving forward if you want to be able to offer your patients the latest technology. That's the case, isn't it?
Absolutely. And especially with the new technology, you know, it focuses on patient safety and better outcome, less downtime, things like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so how long have you been in the industry, Gina?
Just over 12 years.
Okay. So can you tell me, like, what's different to what you do now compared to what you did when you first started or close to it? Like, how much has it changed?
Oh, my God. It's completely pretty much turned 180 degrees. So probably I will give two examples. One is the dermal fillers. You know, the dermal fillers, when I started, all what we did is just filling nasolabial folds and doing lips. We really didn't know much about the anatomy. We didn't know much about the possible complications. People didn't necessarily look natural. We just did chase lines and folds. Mm-hmm. We didn't know anything about contouring and restoring, and we had probably two types of fillers from each company. Now there is nothing called one size fits all. We focus on facial assessment. We try to lift, restore, rather than just fill lines and wrinkles. So that's one thing. The other thing is, you know, with the muscle relaxers, there is nothing now is about, like, it's all about natural look, open the eyes rather than gain the frozen look, which we used to create, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. With energy-based devices, there's definitely a huge difference. So, again, another example which I spoke about many times is, you know, resurfacing lasers for acne scarring used to be a gold standard, and it's still gold standard, but definitely the downtime was a put off for lots of our patients. Now we use other devices like microneedling, radiofrequency, fractional radiofrequency to still get good results with less downtime. Even other technology has been now in the market for body contouring where we didn't have hardly had anything at the start.
And one thing, like you pointed out, the fact that, or a lot of things actually, but the fact that we used to just be all about just trying to get rid of the lines and wrinkles and just fill, and you'd end up with all these pillow faces. Whereas now it's true, people just don't want to look like they've had anything done. They just want to look fresher and a bit more rejuvenated. And I love the jawline contouring and stuff like that's amazing.
Absolutely, you know, less sagging and more definitive jawline is a very big trend now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And tell me, so what about as far as skincare goes, like as in like what's out now compared to what was before? Because I know that there's lots of new products that come out onto the market as well. Have you noticed a change there? Like,
For me, the principles are pretty much the same. I focus with majority of my patient is improving on the skin barrier, and that's it hasn't changed that much. I'm a big advocate for rationale, but I think it maybe the only change is my patient now have actually probably more affordable options, and it still can give them, for me, the four principles of vitamin B3, the vitamin C, and all the AHA, BHA, and the retinol. But you have to work it in a bit of a process so the skin can tolerate it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And do you reckon, one thing I've noticed is I didn't know that you needed to wear sunblock all the time.
Absolutely.
And do you reckon that that's something that that's just kind of like people are just starting to be aware that you really need to wear sunblock all the time on your face?
Yes. I mean, I haven't mentioned sunblock because it's actually a non-negotiable one in the equation. So yes, sun, you know, there's definitely more awareness now of UVA and UVB protection. And more awareness that it has to be reapplied every 4 hours. So it's not just like you wear it in the morning and that's it for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really funny because I remember people ask me all the time, like, what can I do to, you know, to make my skin look better? And I have the same question all the time, is sunblock every day? Like, before you do, like, you just have to wear sunblock and looking after your skin. To me, that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. What I say to my patient with my first consultation, I mean, I can be the teacher or the tutor and do whatever to, you know, to improve your skin with different modalities. But at the end of the day, you're the student and you have to do the homework and invest in your homework as well, which is your skincare and your sunblock.
Yeah. And I agree. And I think it's really important for people because rather than like you see your friends have this done or that done, I think it's really important to find a practitioner who you trust, who's properly qualified, who's getting trained all the time, who's teaching, who's learning, and align yourself with that clinic and practitioner. And that's where you actually go all the time for your treatments, no matter what you want. Do you agree with me there? Because I see people that just go here and there and I want this done. I want a bit more. I want bigger lips. I want this. And they'll just go around everywhere. It's just, I think, they just don't look as good as someone who aligns himself with someone and tells them what they want.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a bit of a holistic approach at the end of the day. So again, in Ocean Cosmetics, we definitely start with a consultation. As you said, it is a holistic approach. We do everything and whatever we cannot actually provide to our patient, I do ask my patient, okay, you can go somewhere else where I know they can provide for this service. But at the end of the day, we are like almost like the GP for our cosmetic patients. Yeah.
Aesthetic GP.
Absolutely.
Yeah, fantastic. Oh, look, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you, Trish.
I look forward to seeing you at the next conference.
Absolutely. Okay, thank you so much.
No worries. So, listeners, look, if you want to find out about Ocean Cosmetics, you can just Google them. They're in Subiaco.
No, we are in Wembley Downs.
Oh, sorry, Wembley. I do this all the time, don't I?
That's okay.
I know one place in Perth. So they're in Wembley Downs. And if you want to find out a bit more, you can just go to our website and just type in Ocean Cosmetics and you'll see a whole bunch of blogs and information about Ocean Cosmetics. And if that all fails, just send me an email to info@plasticsurgeryhub.com.au. Thanks, Dr. Gina.
Thank you, Trish.
The material provided in this podcast is general information and does not constitute medical advice, nor is it a substitute for consultation and advice from your own practitioner. It should not be used to diagnose or treat any medical illness. Any medical or surgical decision should be made in consultation with your own doctor or practitioner and not based on the materials provided in this podcast.